Welcome to Cross to Light. Cross to Light has been organized for the purpose of helping people cross from darkness to light by hearing the gospel message. We are a ministry fully committed and dedicated to getting out the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of His might. And now, here's today's message.
Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked man forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, for He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel to cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. The Bible tells us that surely these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. The Bible tells us that without repentance, there is no remission of sins. All of us have sinned before God. The Bible tells us that there's none righteous, no, not one. That all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible tells us that the wages of sin, one sin, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. All of us have sinned. The Bible tells us that there's not a just man on the earth that does good and does not sin. And when Jesus began his Galilean ministry, the first words that came out of his mouth was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." The Bible says, without repentance, there is no remission of sins. Surely these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now, today, commands all men everywhere to repent. All of us need to repent. The Bible tells us if we want to know exactly how we're going to do when we stand before God, we need to look into the Ten Commandments. Maybe you've convinced yourself inside your heart that you haven't sinned, that you don't need to repent. Maybe for some reason you've convinced yourself that you're a good person. The Bible tells us that our works are like filthy rags. In the book of Titus, it says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's what He has done. If you've convinced yourself that you're good and that you can stand before God and list off all the good things that you have done, friend, I want to warn you. The Bible says, warning every man and teaching every man and present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The only way you're going to be able to stand before a holy God is in Christ Jesus. See, the Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse us from all sin. We cannot stand before God in our righteousness. The first commandment says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind." Have you put God first? The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you." Is God the first thing you think about when you get up out of bed? Do you meditate on the law of the Lord? Are you like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season? Do you put God first? You see, man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. The Bible tells us that these people draw near to me with their mouth, but they have removed their hearts far from me. God looks at the heart, and there will be a day when God will judge the secrets of men's hearts. The Bible says that God is a jealous God, and He demands all of us, all of our heart, and all of our soul. The second commandment says, "Thou shalt not create any graven images." A graven image is an idol. An idol is anything that takes God's place in your life. Maybe you've set up idols of silver and gold, and that's what occupies your mind continually. You're constantly thinking about your portfolio, or your retirement plan, or your bank account. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not make any graven images." Maybe you're on the internet and you're looking at things you shouldn't look at. And you've created these idols inside of your mind, and that's what occupies the majority of your mind. The Bible says, because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, He gave them over to a debased mind to do those things that are unfitting. Although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God and became futile in their minds, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And professing to be wise, they became as fools. You see, your mind was designed to meditate on God. He's the creator of the universe. In Revelation, it says that He created all things, and by His good pleasure, they exist and were created. The Bible tells us that He holds all things together by the power of His word, that in Him all things consist. We're His own special creation. The Bible says we are His creation, that He thinks about us continually. The Bible says that His thoughts towards us are more numerable than all the sands of all the sea. And the Bible says that His thoughts towards us are good thoughts, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. But surely these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now, today, commands all men everywhere to repent. The Bible says, "Cast away all your transgressions which you have committed, and turn towards Him, and He will give you a new heart and a new spirit." The Bible says, "Turn from your iniquity, cast it away. Why should the iniquity be your ruin?" The Bible says, "God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked." Friend, God knows everything about you. He knows everything that you're doing. The Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. All the ways of man are before the Lord, and He ponders all of His paths. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, "For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes." You see, God sees. The Bible says His eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to Him. Will you turn your heart towards God? The Bible says He'll by no means cast out those who will come to Him. Come to Him. Jesus' arms are open wide. When Jesus died on the cross, it said that He engraved your name on the palms of His hands. God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. But the Bible says we must repent. The Bible tells us that thou shalt not use the Lord's name in vain. You use God's name as a cuss word? The very God that allows your lungs to breathe? The very God that allows your heart to beat? The very God that holds all things together by the power of His word? Do you use His name as a cuss word? He says He will not hold him guiltless who uses my name in vain. The Bible tells us that thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus says that if we've looked with lust towards another person, that we've already committed adultery. See, adultery starts in the heart. God looks at the heart. And adultery starts in the heart. The Bible says out of the heart flows the issues of life, murders and adulteries and fornications and thefts and false witnesses and blasphemes. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Friend, God wants to give you a new heart and a new spirit. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Behold, all things pass away and all things become new. God wants to give you a whole new start on life. But it's when you turn from your sin and you turn to God and you receive Jesus Christ into your life. And when he comes into your life, the Bible says, what fellowship does light have with darkness? Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus wants to come into your life and expel the darkness. In the book of Acts, it says that I've come to bring them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Oh, what a beautiful thing it is when we turn from the darkness and we turn to the marvelous light and we ask the light of the world, Jesus, into our life. Oh, what a beautiful thing it is. The Bible says that he'll give us the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, he wants to take your darkness and he wants to make it light. He wants to come into your life. And he wants to give you those good works that he's ordained before the foundations of the world, that you may walk in them. He wants you to be a whole new creation, as the word of God will sanctify and cleanse. It'll wash your mind by the washing of the water, by the word. And as you start to meditate on the word of God, Jesus, in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Start to meditate your mind on the good things and on the word of God. You'll be born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You see, we must repent. We must turn to God. We must turn to Jesus Christ, God himself. The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. God himself loved you so much, friend, that he came to this earth. He lived a perfect life, and then he went to the cross, and he suffered and took your punishment on that cross. He shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty in full for your sin. And that's why the Bible says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever, it does not matter what you've done, whosoever. The Bible says, whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible says, with your heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, if you call on the only name, the name of Jesus, and ask him to forgive you and to come into your life, all the sins that you've ever committed will be transferred to the cross. And his righteousness, because he was God, will be given to your account. God made him who knew no sin to become sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. All the things you ever did will be transferred to the cross, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse you from all sin. And God himself will come and live inside of your heart. The Bible says that your body is the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Have you asked him to come? The Bible says that he stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. He's knocking at the door of your heart, that if you will open up that door and invite him in. Friend, the door handle is on the inside. He is not going to force himself on you. But if you'll open up the door of your heart and just say, Lord, I need to be forgiven. I acknowledge my sin before you and my iniquity I have not hidden. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But if we say that we do not sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Friend, every wrong thing that you've done has been recorded in a book. The Bible says that I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and they were judged according to what was written in those books. And each person's name not found written in another book, called the Lamb's Book of Life, was cast into the lake, burning with fire. But see, God wishes that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. God loves you, friend, with an everlasting love. And he went to that cross and he shed his blood and he took your punishment on that cross. The Bible says that Christ Jesus died on the cross according to the scriptures, that he was put into the grave according to the scriptures, and that on the third day he rose again according to the scriptures. And then they put him into the grave. But 3 days later, God raised him from the dead, friend, and he conquered death for you. That so though any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation in Christ. And though you're in Christ Jesus, you will never die. The Bible says that God loved you with an everlasting love, and that when he went to that cross, he was thinking about you. No greater love than this would a man lay down his life for his friends. And he says, you're my friend if you do what I command you. And today, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Friend, will you turn to God? The Bible says that his spirit will not always strive with man. And the Bible says that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. The Bible says it's appointed once to man to die and then the judgment. Friend, if you died today, would you be ready to stand before God? Have your sins been forgiven? Jesus said that I am the way of the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The Bible says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Friend, I don't know what religious background you have or what traditions you might have been grown up with in your family, but I want you to know, the Bible says unless you have faith as a little child, you'll by no means enter in. It's by grace through faith that you're saved. It's not of yourself. It's not of works of righteousness, lest any man should boast. One of the last things Jesus said when he was on the cross is, it is finished. What is finished? The redemption of man has been paid. The blood has been spilled. Jesus Christ's blood will cleanse you from all sin. He shed his blood to purchase you back from sin. The Bible says you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God died on the cross for you, friend. And when they put him in the grave and he rose again, he conquered death. So those in Christ Jesus will never die. If you'll open up your heart and you'll invite Jesus Christ into your life and ask him to forgive you, you can have a whole new start on life. God loves you, friend. He's got a future for you. He wants to crown the year with his goodness, and he wants your path to drip with abundance. The Bible says that he knows the thoughts he thinks towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope, but that future is in Christ Jesus. He wants to give you the hope of eternity. He wants to give you the glories of heaven. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." He says, "I go to prepare a place for you, and in my Father's house are many mansions." Right now, Jesus is preparing heaven for you, friend, and the only way there is to accept Him into your life. I want to give you an opportunity, friend, to turn from your sin and to receive Jesus Christ into your life. He made a promise. He said, "To as many as receive Him, to them He gave the power to become children of God." Do you want to be born again? Do you want to be born into the family of God? The Bible says that once you're born into that family, that no one can pluck you out of His hand. The Bible says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." God's arms are open wide, friend, and He wants you. I want to give you an opportunity to call on the only name, the name of Jesus. See, God knows your heart, friend. Maybe you've drifted away, and it's time for you to get serious and repent and come back. I want to give you an opportunity to come back and serve God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength. Let me lead you in a prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the sins that I have committed, and I turn from my sin today. I turn towards You, God, and I receive You into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Lord, I belong to You from this day forward. Help me to follow You with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. Amen.
I lift my eyes up unto the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from You, Maker of heaven, Creator of the earth. Oh, how I need
If you've just received Jesus Christ into your life, or if you've made a recommitment, feel free to call 888-41-CROSS. Or give us a call if there's anything on your mind. We want to pray for you. We are excited about the decision you've made and are waiting to pray with you right now. 888-41-CROSS or 888-412-7677. Once again, 888-412-7677. If you've become a Christian today by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there are four things that you can do to help your travel down the road of faith. Imagine a car with four tires. It's critical that you have sufficient air in all four of your tires in order to move forward. Consider that the first tire is reading the Bible, the Word of God. That's how God speaks to you. The second tire is prayer. That's how you speak to God. In other words, you're engaging in a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The third tire is fellowship. That means you need to find a Bible-teaching church where you can be encouraged and built up, where you can pray with other Christians and for one another. The fourth and final tire is sharing your faith. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Sharing your faith is important because it allows God to use you for His purposes. If you've made the decision to follow Jesus and would like us to send you a Bible, you can contact us at 888-41-CROSS. That's 888-412-7677. Or you may write to us at Cross to Light, P.O. Box 945, Fairview, Tennessee 37062. If you would like to join us as a prayer partner, go to crosstolight.com and click prayer. Cross to Light has been organized for the purpose of helping people cross from darkness to light by hearing the gospel message.
I live